This is something that folks along the lake here on Shoreline have been dealing with for months now. Really, the better part of the last year is shoreline erosion. And now it's getting very, very close to M25, particularly up around Port Sanilac. Joining us right now from the Michigan Department of Transportation, the Bay Region spokesperson for MDOT, Jocelyn Hall. Jocelyn, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I mean, it's not like the road is falling into the water, but man, it's getting close, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. You know, one of the things that's important to note is that this is an area that's shown some concern probably about 20 years ago. We started to notice some shoreline erosion issues. And so we made some proactive measures such as moving a roadside park that was going to be impacted and then making sure that it was a priority for the department to really monitor that location and track how much more shoreline we were losing. Well, then people might remember that water levels actually receded for a long time. So we saw record low levels as far as the lakes were concerned. Unfortunately, in the last few years, we've seen those water levels come back up. This year, they're the highest that they've been in years. And you kind of combine that with some of the storms that we've already had, and we're really only maybe halfway through winter at this point. So we've got some more storms that are expected, some more probably record winds and high waves. And that shoreline is just becoming more and more impacted. So where it was something that we were closely monitoring and kind of preparing ourselves for, we made the decision to go ahead and do some immediate type of maintenance repairs that will hold us off until the fall. And really, it's a proactive measure on our department's part, because what we don't want to do is wait too long and then have the stability of the roadway or the shoulder become an issue. If that becomes an issue, then we have to actually close M25 and detour traffic, and we don't want to detour traffic for months ahead of, you know, actually starting that permanent construction in the fall.
Right. So this is the best you can do right now, at least given the weather and everything else. This is not specific just to our neck of the woods. You're dealing with this in other parts of the state too, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that we're dealing with statewide. Basically, any shoreline can be impacted. There are areas of concern on the west side of the state. We've got in our north region, there is a shoreline that has impacted not a roadway, but a non-motorized path. So there's some shoreline erosion measures that are taking place up there. And so this is something that we're seeing statewide, you know, and it's something that, unfortunately, as you monitor those water levels, you know that they're on the rise. It's something that's going to become an issue. We're certainly under some very strict guidelines from EGLE and the U.S. Corps of Army Engineers, you know, as to how soon we can make changes to things like this. And so the best that we can do is really keep an eye on it, make sure that we're prepared in case, you know, things kind of hit a catastrophic point, and then we start making some repairs at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about some of the projects that are planned for the construction season. It's not that far off on the horizon. Any big projects coming up in Sanilac or St. Clair counties?
Yeah, so certainly, you know, construction is coming up. It won't be a real intense year as far as construction is concerned in your area. So in Sanilac County, we have some resurfacing on M90. It's a long project. It's almost 14 miles, so it's about a $2.6 million investment. So we'll be resurfacing on M90 between M53 and M19, and that includes a railroad crossing replacement in Brown City, which anyone who drives over a railroad crossing on a regular basis knows that when it's time for those to be replaced, it's absolutely time for them to be replaced.
Right.
So the last thing you want to do is feel like you're jarring yourself as you cross over those railroad crossings. The one thing to keep in mind is that generally railroad crossings cannot be completed part width. So it will probably involve about a two-week detour, and we'll certainly let motorists know about that detour in advance. And then in St. Clair County, we've got some freeway signing upgrades. So freeway signing upgrades are something that are they're federally required. We generally try to replace them at least every 30 years. That's to keep the retroreflectivity on the signs good. So basically what that means is the signs may look great during the day, but at night with headlight glare and things like that, the signs can become much more difficult to read. And because the majority of serious crashes occur overnight, we want to make sure that at the very least our signing is easy to read.
All right.
So really trying to make sure that motorists are as prepared as possible. So that freeway signing is planned for I-94, and it includes some additional stop sign upgrading on the I-69 business loop, especially in the Port Huron area. We've had, you know, some patterns of stop sign running, things like that. So we want to make some proactive measures to try and reduce any of that as much as we can.
All right. Good stuff to look forward to. Jocelyn, we appreciate the information this morning. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.